Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Football on Off the Ball.
Perhaps more worrying than that is Mohamed Salah. I think he's been really, really poor.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The News Round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Good evening. This is Wednesday's Off the Ball. You're very welcome. We're with you until 10 o'clock this evening. Coming up tonight, we're going to be speaking to Erin King from 7:30. She was the breakthrough World Rugby Player of the Year last year, burst onto the scene for Ireland and then suffered a horrific knee injury earlier this year, ruling her out of the Women's Rugby World Cup. But she's on the right track now. She's back on the field running and she hopes to make a return to action in the next few months. So we're catching up with her from 7:30. From 8 o'clock, Wednesday Night Rugby with Gerry Thornley is coming your way. The debris of Leinster versus Munster last weekend is going to loom large over Wednesday Night Rugby. Before 9 o'clock, we're going to be speaking to Joseph Parker ahead of his fight against Fabio Wardley on Saturday night at the O2 Arena in London. He is, of course, living in Dublin, training with Andy Lee. So looking forward to catching up with Joseph Parker before 9. And then between 9 and 10, we'll be bringing you through the business stage of tonight's Champions League action. Owen Doyle is with us in studio for the evening and we'll keep up to speed on everything that happens across the continent. Our number is 0879 180 180 if you want to send us a WhatsApp message. Cameron Hill is on Newsround duty. Hello, Cameron.
Good evening, Owen.
Owen Doyle in for the entirety of the show. Hello, Owen.
Hello, Owen.
Is it true that you're a bit of a man of routine?
I would be a bit of a routine junkie. Yeah.
I've noticed this. You know, you've got your pre-match sort of routine off to a tee when you're in with us on Tuesday, Wednesday nights, whatever the Champions League night might be. It's like food at the same time.
Yeah.
At this stage, from the same place, You've fallen in love with a local burrito shop.
I have, yeah.
Which I think we all love. I think we should give them a shout out here at 7:05 on National Radio.
Why are you so reluctant to name
Pablo Picante? Yeah.
Shout out to Pablo Picante.
I'm like, best burrito in the country, has to be.
I genuinely think it might be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not confident enough in my culinary taste to have like espoused this on the radio before. But you came in a couple of weeks ago and you were like, I found this place around the corner. And look, I've been going to this place for 10 years.
Yeah, I can't believe you never told me about it.
I know. I just didn't believe in myself. I don't believe in myself enough to give people food recommendations.
Well, they do something that's like probably a bit frowned upon with other burrito places. Okay. Like they don't spread the cheese out. So like halfway through it, you get you bite into a bit of cheese that you weren't expecting. You'd forgotten all about it. Like
unbelievable.
What a treat.
What a treat. Did that happen tonight?
It did, yeah.
Wow. What did you get in your burrito tonight?
Beef. It was the original, I think. Is that what they call it over there? The original, yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
Sure.
Yeah, like Ken is saying yes. Yeah,
Is it? Yeah.
We're all Pablo Picante pilled.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah, I'm more of a sunny San Diego guy myself.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm middle of the range now on the spice when it comes to the sauce.
Right. Would you push the boat out a little bit on that over the next couple of weeks?
It feels like it's perfect. I don't want to ruin it. Imagine going in and ruin it, getting one.
Yeah.
That'll do me head in, though.
It's amazing. Like, as I say, ever since I've been working here, I've been going there. It's like survived COVID. It survived so many things. And there's a reason why. It's because it's the best bloody burrito in the country. So I'm glad you've hopped on board there. Your rider as well is there in front of you. It's the burrito dairy milk at kickoff as well.
We'll share that, though.
We'll share that.
Yeah, that's good.
Half and half on that. That's your Champions League routine, basically, of a Wednesday night. So
it's more like every night the dairy milk comes out this stage. Yeah.
Good to have you in with us. I dare say there's going to be a lot of Liverpool chat throughout the evening. They are away to Eintracht Frankfurt tonight. Cameron Hill, you have some very interesting team news for us.
Bombshell announcement from Arne Slot ahead of that game against Eintracht Frankfurt in the Champions League this evening. 5 changes for the Reds from that defeat to Manchester United. The top line is that Mo Salah drops the bench with Hugo Ekitike starting, while Jeremy Frimpong, Andy Robertson, Curtis Jones and Florian Wirtz also come in tonight.
So, how much are we really into this, Owen? Like, it's a big game at the weekend where they have to go to Brentford on Saturday night. Brentford playing quite well at the moment. It's going to be a a sticky enough one for them, you'd have to say. So you could definitely frame this, and I'm sure we'll hear from Arne Slot on TV in the next half an hour or so. You could frame this as we're just rotating a little bit because games are coming thick and fast.
Yeah, but like, he's been very poor. Salah's been very, very poor. Because looking at him there against United on Sunday, whatever about was missing chances and stuff, and I think over the years he's probably seen him miss sitters as well. For how prolific he's been, there has been loads of times over the years, I can't believe he missed that. But there was times when like this, a simple ball was going to him and it was rolling underneath his foot. You know, so there's something off of him. It's hard, like for me, like I think when you, he's probably visibly looking from the outside in, he looks the one that's most affected by the Jota passing. I think it was at the opening game of the season, he was like crying when they were singing his name at the end of the game and stuff. And I don't know if that's kind of something playing on maybe a little bit, but he's definitely off. I'd say he's raging, he's dropped. I think he's that type of player. He's got that kind of Cristiano Ronaldo mindset where he thinks he should be playing 90 minutes every match Saturday, Tuesday. I don't care, I'm on that pitch, hates coming off. So I'd say he's raging that he's got this little dip in form at the minute. And I'd say from a Slot point of view, he's like, Ekitike is probably being unlucky to come out of the team. Like, they've obviously spent a lot of money on him, but I don't think they expected him to hit the ground running when he came in like he did. They were probably hoping that Salah would kind of continue what he was doing, Isak could come in and he'd hit the ground running like Ekitike has. But it was him that did it, but they invested so much in the others that they were like, oh, probably have to pull you out a little bit here, and he got sent off, and it was like, that's an excuse to kind of pull you out of the team. Yeah. Maybe I'll give you a little slap on the wrist, go with the big boys. But like, he probably has to play. He's a serious, serious goaltra.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Yeah, the only thing is that he didn't deem Wirtz to be good enough to start for him last weekend at home to Manchester United, and all of a sudden he's into this starting team. Like, is rotation playing a part there? Like, I think Kirk is getting dropped to the bench for Robertson. I think that also could be pitched as a form thing, much like the Salah thing. Wirtz ahead of McAllister.
Well, McAllister's obviously suffered with the preseason. I think he hasn't been able to.
He hasn't been great either.
No, and I think he was vital last year. Huge in the middle of the pitch. He was brilliant for me. Out of possession, more so than in it. He was excellent. Obviously not having the pre-season, I think he did they play away. Argentina had a late game. I think he played for them during the week, and coming back Old Trafford probably didn't suit him getting that knock in the
knock
first
as
minute.
Well.
Like,
although he did play through it.
Yeah.
Swam
through it. Yeah.
Swam through
it. Yeah. But yeah, no, he was he was such a big player from last year, and him coming out at midfield or not being able to perform to the level that he was last year is a big miss for him. Look, you look at that midfield tonight and like there's not a defensive bone in there. You've got Szoboszlai, Jones and Wirtz.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm expecting goals. Both ways tonight.
And that's definitely it. There's not a chance that he's going to play Szoboszlai as like right back and play Frimpong on the right wing and make it more attacking.
Listen, who knows? I'm all for it. Like,
yeah.
Entertain us.
I'd be very, very surprised if that happened. But Frimpong did look very good in the right wing position when he came on the last day.
Yeah, and it's a weird one, isn't it? Because we all expected it. The rumour at the start of the season they signed him was like, he's the new right back. And then when Salah goes to the African Cup of Nations, he'll probably slip in there. But he hasn't found it. Frimpong probably hasn't really settled in a position at all yet. Sometimes he's playing in that front right wing position. Sometimes he is right back. I think that has been a problem for them as well. Whatever about talking about McAllister and his inconsistency, and obviously Gravenberch is back out of the team now again. But like the two fullbacks, like it hasn't been, they haven't cemented them positions. Kind of has with Kerkes, but it hasn't been working.
Yeah,
you know, he just has not settled well. He's kind of just in that, he's in that mode where he's making all the wrong decisions, seems to be in the wrong place all the time. He's not as front footed as he was when we seen him at Bournemouth. He was excellent for them. And then on the other side, like it seems to be a constant toss-up between Bradley Szoboszlai and Frimpong. You just they need consistency there.
Yeah,
it certainly hasn't been there. Yeah,
it's the Hugo Ekitike derby tonight, and it's up and running at 8 p.m. The news round. We'll get to that right now, Cameron. The rest of today's Champions League, I presume, is leading the way.
Yes, indeed. Tottenham making the trip to Monaco in the other Champions League action, kicking off at 8 o'clock this evening, Owen. Three changes for Spurs tonight, with Richarlison returning up front for Matthias Tell, while Archie Gray and Lucas Bergvall also start for that game in the Principality. While Chelsea welcome Ajax to Stamford Bridge, Enzo Fernandez and Wesley Fofana return from injury in 10 changes for the Blues tonight. As I said, all of those games kicking off at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Real Madrid versus Juventus. Bit of a, are we like investing in like past Juventus stock by saying that's a big tie?
Big tie on paper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Real Madrid should have the measure of that, that clash. Bellingham and Mbappe up front. Vinicius is playing as well. Tchouaméni and Guler. Brahim Diaz. Quite an attacking lineup from Real Madrid. It's Courtois on goal. Then a back four of Valverde, Militao, Asensio, and Alvaro Fernandez Carreras in defence. What's next, Cameron?
Well, Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley has urged his players to make home advantage count in their Conference League clash with Celje tomorrow. The Hoops met the Slovenian side on their way to European qualification last year, with Rovers recording a famous 3-1 win in the second leg at Tala Stadium. But despite being at home tomorrow night, Bradley stresses that they can take nothing for granted.
We've had a lot of European games here the last few years, but we can't become complacent with that and understand it's a great privilege and an honour to be playing in Europe deep into Christmas. It's brilliant, it's what we want and it's what we work for, so, but we can't take it for granted. And I think you see last night in Champions League, and you'll see tonight very quickly at this level and European level, when you're not quite on it for a moment in games, and very quickly they get away from you. So you can't have any time off in these games, and you can't switch off and wait a moment. So.
This is a pretty huge game for Rovers tomorrow night. Obviously it is, because it's like European competition proper. But in terms of getting through to the next round, like reading Dan McDonald before the competition actually started, he says that the Boffins have it down as a 7-point expectation if you want to get out of the league stage. So their last two fixtures, they're going to be favourites for both of those games. So if you put them down as 6 points tentatively, they're going to need to get something at this stage. So it's, as you say, Celje tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at home, crucially. They've also got to travel to AEK Athens, tough fixture, and then at Shakhtar Donetsk at home. So you'd have to say tomorrow is the biggest opportunity of those three underdog games, the best opportunity they have of actually getting something.
Yeah, I think both clubs are capable of getting the 7 points, them and Shelbourne. I think Shamrock Rovers at home, like, have been excellent across the European journey, I suppose you could say, over the last number of years. But it's great to think that, like, we're even talking about them potentially getting through. Like, they've just set the standard so high now for our kind of Irish teams playing in Europe, which the belief there, even from a Shelbourne point of view, like, Shamrock Rovers have set that standard of, the belief is there, lads, you just can do this, you know. Obviously, they've lost their last two games domestically, few injuries. They're over the line without it being official, and you can understand why they've kind of come off the gas a little bit for them league games.
There's, go ahead.
But Pico Lopez and I think Lee Gray's come back into the team tomorrow will be huge as well.
So our reporter Matthew Brennan has been at the press conferences today. He's just sent in his audio, and we'll get this played for you after 9 o'clock tonight on the football show. But just a pull quote from the Celje boss, Albert Riera. So last year, Stephen Bradley branded him arrogant when they met. And he's after saying, he made a mistake saying that because he doesn't know me. If you do not know me, you can't talk about me. He needs to read maybe in the dictionary what confidence means and understand that last season I was not arrogant. I was confident.
Sounds words of an arrogant man there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing says not, confident, not arrogant. Yeah, then yeah. Look it up in the dictionary, pal.
Yeah. There's no bit of needle between the managers. It's great as well.
Oh, absolutely love it. So that's added a nice little bit of spice before that fixture tomorrow evening in Tallinn. As you say, of course, Shelburne in action. They're playing Shkendia tomorrow at 5:45. I should say the news round is with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action. Where are we going next?
Well, Sean Dyche was up before media today, Owen, for the first time as the new Nottingham Forest boss. They go in search of their first win in the Europa League when they host Porto tomorrow night. But in typical Dychean style, he refused to get too excited by the fact that his brand of football appears to be in vogue.
Long ball, short ball, it's got to be effective football. And that will never go out of fashion, by the way. I've seen enough fashionistas coming in and out of this division in the 11 or so years I've been a Premier League manager, certainly just in the Premier League, that is. And there's a lot of fashion that's gone in and out. You've got to win games. It's simple as that. The be all and end all is winning games. And the Forest fans, don't forget, they accepted a different way of working than the history of this club last season. It was very successful. So I think they're more open-minded now, you know, of how many different ways you can try and win a game. Look in the fashion currently for set pieces. I was laughing that I did a podcast with Tony Pulis and Mick McCarthy. They asked me to do a podcast. Tony's now being lauded for long throws. He's getting hammered. You know that. You all know it. He's getting hammered for long throws. And now he's been lauded for how they use long throws. It's the fashion of football. It changes all the time.
Oh, welcome back, Sean Dyche. 286 days since he's managing the Premier League, and it's been way too long is what I can tell you. That is just brilliant. Welcome back, audio.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com code SAVEBIG. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
It's like, you know when you go on holiday for longer than 2 weeks and you expect that it's like one of those short stories you read when you're a kid about time travel where you come back and everything's changed. It's like, oh my God. And really all that's changed is like the Tesco, your local Tesco has changed its layout and you think this is the most revelatory thing. But Sean Dyche went away and suddenly long balls are in fashion and the long throw is in. As he says, like it's a mad thing. We didn't know what we had.
Yeah, I mean, he's been ahead of the curve this whole time, Owen.
strong words there now. But he's, he has been effective in that approach. And I think, I'm sure, the mad ownership in Nottingham Forest have kind of looked at the Ange appointment after having Nuno, who was of more of a similar style to Dyche than what Ange is, obviously. And gone, oh, that was a big mistake. I need to get someone closer to Nuno here because of the personnel we have, which makes absolute sense.
Yeah,
makes just absolute sense. And I'm delighted for him. He's obviously came through the academy there at Forest himself, and he's a good character, a good football man. He comes across very well all the time, which is nice. Like, you know,
great. If you had to rank the Premier League table on managers that are football men,
oh yeah,
you'd probably stick Nottingham Forest in at number one at this stage, do you?
Oh yeah,
do you reckon? Yeah,
there's not many football men managing in the Premier League at the moment. There's none left, you know.
This is old school English.
Football man, you know.
Football
John
man.
Giles style. Nottingham Forest.
Like slot knowledge will come into that. He's too.
Well, I don't know. This is up to you. I mean, as a former professional footballer, yeah, you might have a.
Any time to think on this when you're thrown. It's not me here.
We'll come back to that after 9 o'clock on the football show this evening. Yeah. But I'd say Dyche is in at number one.
There was a wonderful podcast called Set Piece Menu back in the day that discontinued maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Rory Smith of the, I think he used to be of the New York Times anyway. But they used to do a game called Manager Most Likely To and pose scenarios and their listeners would send it in. And Sean Dyche was always the most popular answer because they'd just like, Manager Most Likely To have done his own extension, Sean Dyche. Most Likely To own a flat-roofed pub, Sean Dyche. Like they just said, you can't keep, we have to think of everybody else. There's 19 other managers, no more Sean Dyche pitches, please.
You could get David Moyes top five anyway.
Oh, David Moyes, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, so that's your one and two. for the rest of the list forthcoming. On to the rugby, Cameron.
Well, Jordy Barrett has revealed he'd love to return to Leinster in the future. Owen, the versatile New Zealand back, won the URC with the Blues last season, having played for the second half of last season. As he prepares for the All Blacks' Autumn Nations Series match against Ireland in Chicago on Saturday week, he was asked about a potential second stint at Leinster.
I'd love to at some stage if the opportunity allows. The experience I had there here was better than I could have imagined. So I enjoyed the people of Dublin, even around Ireland, rural country. When I got in the car and saw different parts of the land, the people were so awesome, and made a lot of friends at Leinster that I played alongside. So hopefully their doors still open.
Should mention that Jordy Barrett and Anton Leonard Brown were on Off the Ball Breakfast with Colin Buhig and Alan Quinlan this morning. You can get that whole chat in the OTB Rugby feed right now. It's definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, certainly that's available right now. There's other big potential Irish rugby news in connection with the All Blacks.
Yeah, Croke Park has emerged as a potential venue for the fourth and final test of New Zealand's greatest rivalry tour of South Africa next summer. So the Rugby Championship is being shelved in 2026 in favour of the All Blacks conducting a full tour of South Africa, which will include a tour games against all of the four URC sides and four tests against the Springboks. Three of those tests are slated for South African stadiums, with the venue for the fourth test still to be decided. Twickenham was believed to be the front runner, but Sky Sports New Zealand commentator Tony Johnson told the DSPN podcast earlier this week that GAAHQ has entered the chat.
Just heard, and I don't know how much traction there is to this, but the mumble I'm hearing is that a possibility now is Croke Park in Dublin. If it was the case, man, that would be a special occasion. Of course, the All Blacks got to go there.
Yeah.
Look, to me, it was an honour to be able to be there in that stadium. And of course, that's one of the places where we first witnessed that incredible silence that the Irish took on when the opposition were kicking at goal.
Yeah.
And so quiet that our players, I know Stephen Donald found it at Thomond Park in Limerick, he found it almost unnerving. And there was a moment too when Dan Carter missed a shot at goal from about 35 metres out because someone in the back of the crowd had just called out something as he was coming, and it was really funny. And it did put him off.
True, yeah.
Yeah. But look, so if that's the case, it'll be a fantastic opportunity to play at a sacred... It is a sacred ground.
More on this with Jerry Thornley after 8 o'clock. Arne Slot has been speaking to TNT pre-game, saying we're here in time to have a proper sleep. Last night's plane delay might have interrupted that. He says, not ideal, but not something to complain about. Every time I select a team, it's always difficult because I have so many good players. I like the way the subs against United added to the game in the second half. They created a lot of chances. Also, Ryan Gravenberch is out, so we had to restructure our midfield. So that's probably something that we weren't overly aware of after Sunday. So we decided to start like this. I have players to start and to impact the game coming off the bench. We need to create chances. We are hoping and expecting Frimpong to create something for Isak and Ekotike. Gakpo to do the same on the left with Wirtz and his creativity in and around our two number nines. I suppose that's just their de facto position, their preferred position, as opposed to them actually playing as two number nines tonight. Or
maybe Aaron Slot is a football man.
Yeah, exactly. 4-4 bloody two.
Yeah.
Where we usually play with 1-6, now we play with Curtis Jones and Szoboszlai. If you're in a situation like we are, 9 out of 10 is not enough. You have to be 10 out of 10. Interesting. We'll see how this plays out then. Kick off at 8 o'clock. Where are you going next, Cameron?
Well, Shane O'Donnell has signalled his intention to play for the Clare Hurlers in 2026. Oh, and the Airog clubman missed the majority of the intercounty season just gone, of course, with an ongoing shoulder issue. He was speaking to the 42 today and says he'd be keen to return for the banner next year if he's able to get his body right.
Yeah, great news for Clare if that's the case. And then we have some Declan Hannan tribute.
Well, Limerick hurling boss John Kiley believes Hannan's achievements as a player will be unparalleled. The 5-time All-Ireland winning captain called time on his 15-year intercounty career yesterday. And Kiley was speaking to Limerick's Live 95 this morning and says that Hannan has left a considerable legacy.
In terms of achievements, they're probably going to be unparalleled and unequalled. It's an extraordinary achievement what he has done as a captain in terms of, you know, the amount of trophies that he has lifted on behalf of the group. But I think in real terms, you know, the legacy he'll leave within our group is just the power of decency, the power of humility, the power of honesty, and the power of friendship. I think those are the key attributes that Declan would leave in our dressing room as being a model of those values. And, you know, if the group can continue on with those values at the heart of everything that they do, I think they won't go too far wrong.
Yeah, really amazing career from Declan Hannan, who hung up the boots yesterday evening. I just let you know, in the Champions League, it's currently Athletic Club 2, Karabag 1 and Galatasaray 3, Bodo Glimt 1. Victor Osimhen has scored twice for Galatasaray this evening. You're keeping half an eye on the Athletic Club lead their own. Anything of note?
No, it's just Karabag obviously took the lead earlier on. We're watching the outside with Cameron beforehand. But yeah, no, it's just it's not much in the game, if I'm being honest with you. Karabag have been quite impressive, but yeah, no, it's a good comeback from Athletic Club.
Yeah, the main event's coming up at 8 o'clock. Monaco versus Tottenham Hotspur, Chelsea versus Ajax, Real Madrid versus Juventus, and Eintracht Frankfurt versus Liverpool. The games you'll be keeping closest of an eye on. Cameron Hill, thank you very much for tonight's news round. Owen Doyle will be back up after 9 o'clock on The Football Show. We'll be talking to Aaron King next here on Wednesday night's Off the Ball after The Cash Machine.
The news round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com code SAVEBIG. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.